Hello and welcome to your GCSE Design and Technology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most important and honestly one of the most rewarding parts of your NEA, the evaluate stage. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. It's just writing up what happened, right? Wrong. The evaluate stage is where you can really show the examiner the depth of your thinking. It's where good marks become great marks, so let's make sure you absolutely nail it. Here's what we're covering today. First, we'll look at what the evaluate stage actually requires you to do. Then, we'll break down prototype testing and how to do it properly. After that, we'll tackle the life cycle assessment, the LCA, which trips up so many candidates. Then I'll give you my top exam tips and common mistakes to avoid, and we'll finish with a quickfire recall quiz to check what you've remembered. Sound good? Let's go. So, section one, what does the evaluate stage actually involve? The evaluate stage of your Component 2 NEA has two main parts. Part one is testing your prototype against your product specification. Part two is conducting a life cycle assessment to evaluate the environmental impact of your prototype. Both parts are equally important, and both need to be done thoroughly. Let's start with prototype testing. Your product specification, which you wrote earlier in the NEA, is your checklist. It lists all the criteria your product must meet. Things like it must support a certain weight, it must fit within certain dimensions, it must cost less than a certain amount to produce, it must be safe to use. Each one of those criteria is a testing opportunity. Now, here is the key rule, and I want you to remember this. Your tests must be conducted under realistic conditions. What does that mean? It means you can't just look at your prototype and say, yes, it looks like it would work. You have to actually test it. If your specification says the product must support 5 kilograms, you put 5 kilograms on it. You measure, you record, you photograph. Let me give you an example. Imagine you've designed a storage unit for a classroom. Your specification says it must hold at least 10 folders without bending. Your test? You put 10 folders in it. You photograph it, you measure any deflection, you record your results. Then you compare those results directly back to your specification criterion. Did it pass? Did it fail? And crucially, what does that tell you? That last question is where so many candidates lose marks. They do the test, they record the result, and then they stop. But the examiner wants analysis. They want you to say, the prototype met this criterion because. However, it failed this criterion because. This suggests that if I were to develop the product further, I would. See the difference? That's the difference between a basic response and a high-level response. Now, let's talk about how to structure your testing. I recommend what I call the four-column approach. Column one, the specification criterion. Write it out exactly as it appears in your spec. Column two, your test method. Describe precisely how you tested it. Column three, your results and observations. Be specific. Use numbers, use measurements. Column four, pass or fail against the specification, with a brief explanation. And alongside all of this, use photographic evidence. Photographs of your tests in progress are incredibly powerful. They show the examiner that you actually carried out the tests. They demonstrate that your conditions were realistic, and they add a professional quality to your portfolio that really impresses.
Right, let's move on to the second major part of the evaluate stage, the life cycle assessment, or LCA. The LCA is a systematic analysis of the environmental impact of your product across its entire life. And I mean its entire life, from the moment the raw materials are extracted from the ground all the way through to what happens when the product is eventually thrown away or recycled. There are 5 stages to an LCA, and I want you to know all of them. Stage one is raw material extraction. This is where we consider the environmental cost of getting the materials in the first place. Is the timber sustainably sourced? Does mining the metal ore cause habitat destruction? Stage two is manufacturing and processing. How much energy is used to turn those raw materials into your product? What waste is produced? Stage three is distribution and transport. How does the product get from the factory to the shop or to the user? What's the carbon footprint of that journey? Stage 4 is the use phase. How does the product perform during its lifetime? Does it require energy to operate? Does it need maintenance? Stage 5 is end of life. What happens when the product is no longer needed? Can it be recycled? Does it go to landfill? Is it biodegradable? Now, here's the critical point that so many candidates miss. Your LCA must be specific to your prototype, not a generic LCA about products in general. Your LCA, your materials, your manufacturing processes, your product. So if you used MDF in your prototype, you need to discuss the environmental impact of MDF specifically. The resins used in its manufacture, the fact that it cannot be recycled easily, the energy used in its production. If you used a 3D printer to make a component, you need to discuss the energy consumption of that process and the fact that PLA filament, while biodegradable under certain conditions, often ends up in landfill. The more specific you are, the more marks you earn. Examiners are looking for candidates who can apply the LCA framework to their actual work, not just describe what an LCA is in abstract terms.
Okay, so now let's get into my top exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make, because knowing what not to do is just as important as knowing what to do. Tip number one, always link your evaluation back to your original product specification. This sounds obvious, but you would be amazed how many candidates write a whole page of evaluation without once referring back to their specification criteria. The specification is your anchor. Every test result, every observation, every conclusion must connect back to it. Examiners are specifically looking for this link, and they will award marks for it. Tip number two, be measurable. Vague statements like, the product was quite strong, or it looked about the right size, will not earn you marks. The prototype supported a load of 4.8 kilograms, which falls short of the specification criterion of 5 kilograms. That earns marks. Numbers, measurements, specific observations, always. Tip number three, use photographic evidence strategically. Don't just include photos for the sake of it. Annotate them. Label what the test is showing. Point out where the product is being measured. Show the results clearly in the photograph. A well-annotated photograph can be worth significant marks. Tip number four, draw substantiated conclusions. A conclusion is not just, my product was mostly successful. A substantiated conclusion explains why, with evidence. My prototype successfully met 6 out of 8 specification criteria. The 2 criteria it failed to meet were the cost criterion, the prototype cost £11.20 to produce, exceeding the £10 target, and the weight criterion. These failures suggest that in a further development, I would source a cheaper alternative to the oak veneer used on the front panel, and I would reduce the thickness of the baseboard from 12mm to 9mm to reduce both cost and weight. That is a substantiated conclusion. That is what high marks look like. Now, let me run through the most common mistakes I see, so you can actively avoid them. Mistake number one, testing under unrealistic conditions. If your product is designed to be used outdoors, test it outdoors. If it's designed to hold heavy items, actually load it with heavy items. Examiners can tell when testing has been superficial. Mistake number two, superficial analysis. Recording results is not the same as analysing results. Analysis means explaining what the results mean, why the product performed the way it did, and what this tells you about the design. Always push yourself to go one level deeper. Mistake number three, a generic LCA. Your LCA must be about your product. Name your materials, name your processes, discuss their specific environmental impacts. Mistake number four, forgetting to evaluate fitness for purpose. At the end of your evaluation, you need to make an overall judgment. Does this prototype fulfill its intended purpose? Does it meet the needs of the target user? Right, we're nearly there. Let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask you 5 questions. Pause the podcast, think about your answer, then press play to hear the answer. Ready? Question 1. What are the 2 main components of the evaluate stage in the NEA? Answer. Prototype testing against the product specification and a life cycle assessment. Question 2. What are the 5 stages of a life cycle assessment? Answer. Raw material extraction,
manufacturing and processing, distribution and transport, use phase, and end of life. Question 3. Why must testing be conducted under realistic conditions? Answer. Because testing under unrealistic conditions produces results that don't accurately reflect how the product will perform in real use, making the evaluation meaningless. Question 4. What makes a conclusion substantiated? Answer. A substantiated conclusion references specific evidence from testing, identifies specific successes and failures, and proposes specific improvements. Question 5. What is the key difference between recording results and analyzing results? Answer. Recording results means writing down what happened. Analyzing results means explaining what the results mean, why the product performed the way it did, and what this tells you about the design. So, let's wrap up. The evaluate stage is your opportunity to demonstrate critical thinking, analytical skills, and a genuine understanding of your design process. Remember, test under realistic conditions, link everything back to your specification, be specific and measurable, conduct a prototype-specific LCA, and draw substantiated conclusions. You've got this. Good luck with your NEA, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.